Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to another edition of Panji Jenny 告诉你 My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。那希望你听我们节目的时候心情很好，因为我们马上就要放假了，要放十一长假。
对啊，又要放假。So we got the national holiday coming up. Super excited.
对，而且这次还是个 super holiday， 因为当中还有 Mid-Autumn Festival 中秋节，所以这次放八天 ，eight days.
Yeah, that's great. So 8 days off. And then I'm sure some of you guys had to go back to work on the weekend, though. What a bummer.
但是也有可能你们现在已经放假了，已经给自己放假请假了，是吧？诶，那么问题就来了，这个放假到底是 holiday, 还是 vacation, 还是 break?
都可以啊。
哎呦，我们最怕你说都可以，然后用的时候 Spencer 又说that doesn't sound right. 好，
yeah,
放假
yeah, yeah.
对，放假前呢，我们就赶快跟大家说清楚这件事。英语里面不同的词啊，不同的这个假期，它都有什么意思上的区别，然后你可以怎么用。OK, 那听我们节目很久的朋友就知道，除了我们的音频节目，我们每一集有配文字的推送，能够帮你更好的学习。所以大家只要到我们的微信公众号，叫什么 Spencer?
Oh, come on, Jenny, everyone should know this by now. It's 开言英语，开放的开，语言的言。
嗯，好，那 let's waste no time and dig right in. 那说到这个十一长假，十一假期，英语里面我们可以叫 National Holiday or National Day Holiday.
National Day, I don't know, because if you say National Day, it just sounds like one day, but if it's a week long, I kind of think National Holiday sounds a little better, personally.
但是 National Day Holiday 是比较标准的，因为它是一个国庆的 holiday, 一个假期，
yeah, yeah.
对吧？那 National Day, just like Spencer said, it just is talking about one day. We get 8 days off this year.太幸运了啊。
对，好长啊。
但是对于来中国有一段时间的外国朋友呢，他当然知道这个假期是十一在十月，所以说 October holiday, 他们也懂是什么，对吧？
So you commonly hear people say October holiday. A lot of foreigners here in Shanghai will say October holiday.
会有的时候也什么 Golden Week Holiday, 因为我们中文叫黄金周嘛，有的时候那个英语媒体里也会这样讲啊。好，那十一呢？十一怎么说？是 October 1st, 1st October, October 1?
I would generally say October 1st or the 1st of October.
The 1st of October.
Yeah, I would never say October 1 or 1st October. That sounds weird. Even though sometimes people write it like as 1st October.
对对对，所以口语里面还是 October 1st 最常用，或者 the 1st of October 啊。好，那哎呀，我们快来说说放假吧，大家最喜欢的话题。
好，我们说吧。
对，其实放假我们前面一直是用 holiday 这个词嘛。Holiday 在英语里给人的感觉就是那种特别放松的 ，maybe a beach holiday， 去沙滩是吧？Totally、relaxed。
Or it also holiday is also a lot like basically 节日。So,
所以你说是像 public holiday, 公共假期。
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of, in the West, we have a lot of different 节日, a lot of different holidays. So like Christmas is a holiday, or Easter is a holiday, New Year's is a holiday. These are all holidays. But you also have different 不同的用法, right? So like...A lot of English people, they will say, oh, I'm going on holiday. You know, I'm going on holiday.
我们很多听众都很爱听就是英式英语和美式英语的区别嘛，所以你就再给我们多模仿几句。
Yeah, so, but Americans though, we never, I don't really know any American who says, I'm going on holiday. They would say, I'm going on vacation, or I'm going on a vacation.
Oh, OK, 所以就是讲到我要去度假，我要去休假，英国人更偏向于使用 I'm going on a holiday， 但美国人就更偏向使用 vacation 这个词，是吧？
对，就是。而且再说这个 holiday， like if Americans use the word， 如果我们用这个 holiday 的话，这个我们就是以为这节日。So like we might just say
like
what
Christmas,
are you
Thanksgiving 这种。
Yeah, so like maybe, 比如说 I don't know, like 圣诞节 like Christmas, 快到了对吧 like Christmas is coming up and they say, oh, what are your plans for the holiday, right?
Okay, got you, 对、
yeah.
好既然说到 vacation, 那我们就来看看这个词它和 holiday 的区别呢就当然相同的地方就是说if you're taking time off work, 对吧、mm-hmm. 跟老板请假啊什么自己出去放松、mm-hmm. 去度假那 holiday 和 vacation 的意思是差不多的但是呢、
yeah.
有一个区别就是像你说在美国英语里面 holiday also refers to、like Christmas、mm-hmm. Thanksgiving、mm-hmm. 对吧圣诞感恩、节这样的节日、mm-hmm. 但 vacation 其实它就没有这种就是文化上节日的意义
Yeah exactly there's no like fixeddate for like a vacation whereas like a public holiday just you get like GT the words like it's like a fixed day、right? like 固定的对吧
对对对好、yeah. 那像你前面说的美国人如果说我要去度假、you tend to say I'm
going on vacation
I'm going on vacation or I'm going on a vacation 是吧
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I want to go on vacation. Or I'm going on vacation next week. Yeah, something like that.
Are you? 你还没跟我请假。
没有。
那 vacation 还能做动词使用。It can be used as a verb too, right?
Yeah, and you can also like, call somebody. For example, if you have like a tourist, you can call them a vacationer.
啊，一个度假的人，度假者、vacationer，
对
比如讲到，对一个地方，就是度假人特别多，一个度假胜地，就可以说 many vacationers 在这个地方度假，
yeah,
对吧
？Exactly. Wow, there's so many vacationers here. Who would have thought? Yeah.
对，对他当动词就可以说 I'm vacationing in Hawaii this year 什么啊，我在一个地方。Mm-hmm. 那讲到 vacation， 我觉得我们还能分享一个词，就是你足不出户，比如我们在上海十一，我们也不出去，就待在上海。Nonetheless,、mm-hmm. it's still kind of a vacation, right?
Yeah, but if you're just like on a staycation.
对所以这个就叫做 staycation 啊
yeah, yeah.
因为 you're staying in your hometown
Yeah 这个词这是一个比较新的词 It's like it's a little more of a newer word in recent years that's been used Is it in the dictionary now, Jenny? Is staycation
in the... Of course.、Oh. 对因为现在新词的频率太高了 staycation 已经算一个老词了、如果之前大家有听我们节目这种词叫 portmanteau、混成词对吧
Okay, yeah, 对 I'd also say
破馒头
So, but if you're on a staycation, you know, if you're not going anywhere, you could just call that a break.You know.
Oh, break. 好，既然你说到 break, 那我们就来看看 taking a break.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like, oh, you know, what are your plans for the upcoming holiday? Are you going anywhere? No, I think I'll just, you know, take the break from work and stay at home.
Ah, take the break from work. 就是从工作中脱离出来休息一下是吧、所以你说taking a break,基本上就是你休息你宅在家也好你所在城市出去放松也好基本上你不会到外地去度假是吧
Exactly. Yeah, you wouldn't, unless, like, maybe you're planning on going on like a long vacation. Maybe you want to go backpacking for a couple months and you say, ugh,I need to take a break from, you know, the hustle and bustle, or I need to take a break from modern society and just go to like a 很偏僻的一个地方啊。
你那例子 ，I need to take a break from modern society. 我需要从现代社会脱离。
真的有很多人就是这么想的，对吧？尤其是什么上班族，对吧？
对对对，可以到一个 getaway 世外桃源。
对啊，就是他们觉得就是他们生活，对吧？就是每一天老样子，对吧？就是没意思，所以他们觉得啊 ，I need to take a break, you know, from my life and do something different.
哎，你刚刚说的这一点就是很好，就是 take a break 更多的意思还有一种就是你精神负担很重。对吧 ？You're stressed out，然后你说我需要自己充电，我要休息。然后我觉得 taking a break 呢，它可以很短，比如说我们上班到午餐的时间 taking a lunch break， 对吧
？Yeah, exactly.
很短的时间，或者中国人说哎很累，休息一下吧 ，take a break， take five 那种。
Yeah, exactly. We say yeah, take five minutes. Yeah, 我们休息一下 ，like five ten minutes something like that.
对，但是呢，它也是可以是这种在你人生阶段当中，你说我要。放松一下休息一下安静、mm-hmm. 平静一下、
mm-hmm.
So it might be like a half year break.
Yeah, so like a break I think is either like really short or really long.
哎，对，要么很短要么很长没错。
对对 Yeah, so, like a lot of people, for example, like gap year, you know, they say, oh, I need to take a break from school and go travel for a year.
对对对，然后另外还有一个 if you're in a relationship with someone、
okay.
你在恋爱或者婚姻当中
、啊、
你的另一半跟你说 we should take a break 这个就、
yeah.
事情就严重了
对对对对，是
基本上接下来就 break up 就分手了
yeah,
是吧
yeah yeah、
let's take a break 或者他跟你说 this is not working let's take some time off
yeah yeah exactly yeah
OK, 好，那我们今天就是说，我觉得也是最后一个了。放假用的比较多的英语词、英语说法就是 time off.
Oh, time off, yeah, yeah. So, time off is really just kind of like, it's kind of like 请假的意思. It's like, boss, I need to take some time off from work, you know, can I request some time off?
没错，这个是请假的时候用的最多的啊、request time off 就是我要请假、could I have some time off、对不对
exactly、
然后像十一长假可能错峰或者你想把它连成一个更长的假期你可以说 could I take some extra time off 我再多请可能一天两天这样
exactly So these are all very, very useful words related to、getting out of work.
没有，不想好好上班，就想好好学请假的英语。
是。
但是没有，我是感觉是必要的，因为我们现在已经十月了，忙忙碌碌了大半年，对吧？大家肯定都已经很累了嘛。So you do need like a mental and a physical break. Take some time off work. Just take some time off the 英语可以说 daily grind 是吧
Yeah, the daily grind. Yeah, just, you know, going to work, coming home, doing the same thing day in, day out.
对，这个叫 daily grind, 每天重复这样很机械性的东西，很疲劳，然后你也觉得没有什么这个新鲜的视角啊，所以希望这一次 the October holiday, the National Day holiday is a great opportunity for you to do that, 让自己 recharge, 充充电，对不对？
Exactly. Do you have any plans for the October holiday, Jenny?
没有，因为我现在住在加拿大嘛，我没有 October holiday。
但是你还是中国人嘛 ，you know。
我脑子跟你们一起放假，好吧？
庆祝！
对啊，我就是 patriotic 爱国嘛，所以在这儿我还是需要，因为中国人很多，所以我们会有活动，就庆祝国庆和中秋。I will be volunteering， 我会到他们学校去那个，我会展示写书法。
Oh, nice.
对对对、
nice.
So I'll be, 那你呢你有什么计划
休息。
Just taking a break from everything.
Exactly. I think we're going to take a staycation. And then, actually, I've recently started studying for the,
HSK
六级。
真的六级是最高的吗
对对最高的
所以学习中文考 HSK 汉语水平考试是吧好 Spencer 这么的用功啊就是希望也能激励一下大家了对因为我们很多用户喜欢开言英语就是说寓教于乐既 非常放松，但是又学到了东西。所以十一的时候呢，趁有一些空闲吧，也可以 get up to speed with your English learning。那如果你还不是我们会员的话呢，现在也是很好的一个升级机会，因为十一期间我们有特别的那个活动，就是你升级两年会员的话，是1000多一点两年，然后我们会送你100块的亚马逊那个购物券。因为这次奖品也是我选，我觉得你可以买书，可以买月饼，可以买各种各样的东西吧，选择比较多，希望大家喜欢，也可以到我们微信公众号来了解这次活动的详情，成为会员。How, what are your plans for the October holiday? Are you doing a staycation?
Or are you going out and taking a break from modern society?
Let us know in today's comments. 大家都欢迎在留言里面告诉我们啊。
Yeah, we'd love to know what you guys are doing.
好，谢谢大家的收听。Happy holiday. We'll see you next time. 再见。
下次再见。Nothing at all.